And he's saying he's going to fire me. And I said, why would you fire me over this? Well, I don't think it works. I said, well, then don't prescribe it. You know, you haven't read the science the way I have. I know it works. You'll change your mind in a couple of months when, you know, you get a little wiser. But why would you get involved with you know, me treating a patient? You do your thing. I do my thing. That's how medicine is practiced. We are licensed as individuals. It's actually against the law to have what's called a corporate practice of medicine where, you know, corporation practices for you. It has to be the individual doctor's physician. That's why patients go to multiple doctors, right? No. And really, almost the worst part of the conversation was not even that he was ignorant that the drug worked, but his reasons for saying that he was going to fire me if I did this. And the reason, which he put in writing because he wasn't so smart, he said it was because the biggest payer at that hospital, which is a large insurance company that everyone here has heard of, that's back on the West Coast mainly, didn't want us to prescribe it. They were blocking it. So that payer, insurance company, was pressuring the hospital that their doctor shouldn't do it. It had nothing to do with even if he thought it was good or bad for the patient. It all had to do with money and payment, which was, I honestly still can't believe I'm relating this story. It was really unbelievable. So he said, I could never do that again. I said, well, good luck with that.